Then comes a memorable game, July 2nd, 1963, when Milwaukee and the Giants were playing. Your dad was really defying age. He was how old at that time?
42.
Juan Marichal was much younger. He was 25 years old.
Right.
So these two hook up in a baseball game. You were at that game, and pitch count was just beginning about that time. Talk to us about your first memories of it.
Dad decided he wanted to take me on a West Coast road trip, and that happened to be the time. I just remember how windy and cold Candlestick Park was. It was in the middle of the summertime, yet it was cold. It was unbelievable. The game went on, and it went on, and nobody was getting on base. Marichal was as sharp as Dad was. In fact, in that game, I think Dad was the only Brave to reach second base. He hit a line drive off the fence that was about a foot, 2 feet low of being a home run, and would have been if it had been higher. And that was it. That was the end of the offense of the Braves the entire game. And isn't it interesting that both of them pitched with a high leg kick?
Yes.
Marichal had the same style.
Right. So the game then goes into extra innings, and we're in 12th inning, 13th inning, we're in the 14th inning. Is it true your dad, between innings, would light up a Camel cigarette?
Yes.
And what was that all about?
Well, both Dad and Burdette were cigarette smokers. When one pitched, the other one had one ready for him when he came off the field to have a couple of puffs to settle him down and get ready for the next inning. It's amazing that he was an athlete that continued on until he was 44 years old and smoking all the way.
And he never had any problems because of smoking?
No.
So then we're in the 14th inning. Then we go into the 15th inning. Who was the manager of the Braves at that time?
I believe it was Bobby Bregan, but I'm not certain.
Okay, I think you're right. Bobby Bregan. I don't know how many times they could go to the mound, but certainly they visited with Warren about taking him out.
Absolutely. They would go out there and ask him, how you feeling? And Dad say, I'm fine. My pitches are working. Just leave me alone. I don't want that young kid to show me up.
Yeah.
You know?
The manager of the Giants did the same for Juan Marichal,
right,
who says, no, he's an older man.
Yeah.
I can't come out. He's 42. I'm 25.
Well, that shows you the competition of the era. I mean, those guys would have played for half of what they did play for because of the pride, the competition. It was amazing.
So then we're into the 16th inning. You're probably sleeping somewhere in a corner.
Well, right? I'm wondering if it's going to go on all night, if they're going to call the game. It was cold, like I said, and I was just hoping Dad would make it through it. I can remember Willie hitting the shot that won the game, and I mean, there was no doubt it was a home run after it left. Dad said he hung a screwball. In fact, he had nightmares of that pitch.
And Willie was in a slump coming up to bat, and he had limited Willie to two outfield flies, two infield grounders, a strikeout, and an intentional walk.
Yeah.
Then the first pitch he throws is a screwball. And that's the one that Willie Mays hit out of the ballpark.
Right over the center of the plate.
Marichal tells Willie, I'm going to come out of the game. And Mays says, don't worry, I'm going to win this game for you.
Yeah.
And then he went up and hit that home run. As soon as the ball was hit, they say your dad just started walking to the dugout because you could hear the sound of the bat.
Yeah. Well, he knew he hung the pitch, that it didn't break. It was right down the middle, and Willie had a classic swing. That's the first thing that the pitcher sees is the swing that's on the ball and where it hits. It was by far out of there. An interesting note about Willie was with San Francisco, he came up and I think he was 0 for 13. And he hit a home run off of my dad. They were going to send him down the next day. And they decided, well, he hit a home run off of Spahn. Maybe we better take another look at him. From that time on, Willie did what he did, and every time he'd come up to Dad and I, after Dad retired, he said, oh man, I love you, you put me in the Hall of Fame. And in fact, Dad and I went to Willie's 60th birthday in Atlantic City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were one of the invited guests.
That's great. So the game ends at 12:30 in the morning. Giants won, and Braves nothing. Is this story true? Willie sent a bat over to the locker room of your dad and wanted him to sign it.
I heard that against Koufax.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Sandy Koufax hit, might have been his first base hit or certainly his first home run, and he sent the bat over to her dad to sign, and he broke the bat, sent it back to him.
It is a true story, then, about Koufax.
Yeah, I think Koufax beat him 1-0 or something like that. It was in Milwaukee, and I was there.
During this game, which is known as the greatest game ever pitched, did the ballplayers talk to your dad? Was he visiting, or did they just leave him alone? He sat by himself?
I think they left him alone. I was not in the dugout. I was in the stands, but I do remember hearing the players say, when are we going to get this game over with? They were concerned about playing the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the things that ballplayers think about.
At the end of the game, were you in the locker room then at any time?
Yes.
Tell us about the scene there.
Dad was just devastated. He knew he screwed up that last pitch, and it cost him the ball game, all that hard work. Burdett, of course, and the other teammates were consoling him, but it was one that Dad didn't get over right away.
You say he screwed up. It was a screwball.
Yeah.
Did he leave it hanging too high?
Yeah, it was a pitch he was trying to make break down out of the strike zone, and it stayed in the strike zone. You know, it could have been fatigue. I mean, pitchers hang pitches in the first inning, too.
Right.
So who knows what it was, but it was one that cost him the game.
Well, it wouldn't be surprising if it was fatigue in the 16th inning.
Yes.
We should point out he threw 200 pitches.
Right.
200 pitches. Just think about that.
Yeah.
At 42 years old. Carl Hubbell, the Hall of Famer, was there and admired Spahn. I don't know if you ever remember meeting Carl Hubbell or not.
I met him, yes, in Milwaukee.
I would imagine your dad stayed a long time in the clubhouse after that, several hours, perhaps.
Yes. The story that I remember was Juan went to an emergency room somewhere and got liquid IV to rehydrate. Dad drank beer in the clubhouse with Burdett and I.
Is that right?
Me watching.
Were you probably down to the only two left in the clubhouse?
Oh, yes. That happened often. Dad loved to just relax and rehash the ball game. He studied hitters so that he got an idea how he wanted to pitch to them. Then he would discuss it with Lou after the game, what happened, how the hitter reacted to what pitch. They truly worked on the game, kind of like today's football watching film of defenses and things.
Mm-hmm.
They did it together.
The greatest game ever pitched, 16 innings. Then his next start is July 7th, and that's when he strained a tendon in his left arm. But he finished the game anyway, and he beats Houston 5-0.
Yeah.
The strength of this man is absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it was a magical arm. It probably took him half the effort of a normal human being to throw the ball, partly because of his delivery, partly because of his great arm.
And he finishes that season 23 wins and 7 losses. He completed 22 of 33 starts, including 7 in 27 days. He was a hoss, and he became the oldest pitcher to win 20 games in a season. Time magazine called him the great old arm.
Yeah, he was consistent. It was amazing consistency to win 363 games and win 20 games 13 different times.
They don't build them like that today.
They don't let them go that way.
That is true. They don't.
Yeah. I think they curtail the great ones, trying to preserve the mediocre pitcher with pitch counts, in my opinion.
So we have a lot of pitchers today that wouldn't have made it back then.
Right.
They would never have made it.
Never. I think baseball was better in the 50s and 60s than it is now, just my opinion. The hitters were very good. I mean, look at the Hall of Famers type hitters that were against that.
Right.
And another thing is that when Dad pitched, he always got the other team's best pitcher, number one against number one.
Right.